From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says flooding on the Missouri River in the Kansas City District has officially ended, and the announcement ends the longest flooding event in the district's history. The Emergency Operations Center had been continuously operating for 279 days. As of Wednesday, all Missouri River stages were below flood stage for the first time since March 13th. The Corps said the river's water levels are expected to continue to drop. As much of Missouri emerges this morning from the winter storm that dumped 2 to 9 inches of snow across large parts of the state, many area schools still have closures or delayed starts today. Much of the state was under either a winter weather advisory or winter storm warning yesterday. The Missouri State Highway Patrol said it had responded to 559 traffic crashes during the storm, and at least 4 people have been killed in weather-related crashes in Missouri. See KOMU's list of area school and daycare closures at kbia.org. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says in a lawsuit against Doe Run Resources that a pipeline rupture in 2014 contaminated 2 rural waterways with mining waste. The state attorney general's office filed the lawsuit Friday on behalf of the DNR. A Missouri agency is asking the state for more funding to combat Legionnaire's disease. The severe form of pneumonia has sickened more than 800 people in the state over the last 5 years. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said the state has increased its response to the disease and that current state laboratory staff are unable to complete all duties in documents submitted to state budget officials. Missouri officials requested funding for a lab scientist and want the state to hire 2 environmental public health specialists and 1 epidemiology specialist. They would handle fieldwork duties and an influx of Legionella testing samples. Authorities say at least 9 people have died in weather-related crashes in several Midwestern states amid the storm that dumped nearly a foot of snow in places and forced schools to close throughout the Midwest. The National Weather Service says the wintry weather was part of a storm system that hit parts of the Midwest and is expected to extend into the Northeast through today. Many central Missouri schools have closures or delayed starts today. See KOMU's list of school closures today at kbia.org. Authorities say an ATM that was stolen from a Columbia bank was hauled away from the scene in a dump truck. Columbia police said in a news release that the ATM was taken around 3:40 Saturday morning from a branch of the Great Southern Bank. Police said the ATM was missing with an undisclosed amount of cash inside the machine. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.